Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Your company's data can add enormous value to every facet of the organization, from marketing and new product development to strategy to financial management. In Data Driven, Thomas Redman, the Data Doc, shows how to leverage and deploy data to sharpen your company's competitive edge and drive its profitability. Tom, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you, Dave.
To begin with, in your book, you talk about the high cost of poor quality data, and I couldn't help but relate it to the current credit crisis.
If you look at the events that led up to the credit crisis and the transactions between various parties to get us there, bad data is front and center. Mm-hmm. First example is falsified income data on mortgages, which caused mortgages that shouldn't have been issued to be issued. Second example is the packaging of the first round of CDOs, or collateralized debt obligations, where buyers were buying them and simply didn't know what was in them. A third example is the ratings of these securities that the ratings agency provided, and so many of them were very, very highly rated when indeed they were toxic, and that affected organizations like the CalPERS, which can only buy securities with such and such a rating. And then finally, the last example, and the worst, is when things got so bad that banks didn't even trust one another's balance sheets and wouldn't loan to one another, which really is what precipitated the crisis as we see it today.
Well, it's got to be more complex than that. Didn't other factors contribute?
Of course, other factors contributed, Dave. I think the other most important factor, most mentioned factor, is certainly greed.
Right.
It's interesting to me that greed and bad data have a way of bringing out the worst in one another.
Yeah.
So the greedy are tempted to be opaque and to manage the facts, and bad data makes it easier for them to do the things that they want to do.
So what should organizations do?
They've got to get their arms around their data, and in particular, their most important data. They've got to understand who the most important customers of that data are, how that data is put to use. They've got to figure out what fitness for use means in those contexts. And then they've got to do what everybody does in quality, which is get the measurements in place around the fitness for use and start the patient work of eliminating root causes of error. And they've got to be very, very transparent in doing this.
I find this very paradoxical because haven't organizations invested millions in data systems? You would think that would take care of the problem.
Well, the first computer scientists, when they were implementing systems, invented a phrase, garbage in, garbage out. And as our computers have gotten faster and more powerful, it seems they really enabled us to create garbage and put garbage out on a massive scale.
Right.
I like to liken the situation to a quote that Dr. Deming made in the manufacturing world, that if you automate a factory that produces junk, you just produce more junk faster.
Okay.
And the real impact of our application of technology to processes that produce data, we've produced a whole lot more bad data faster. Data is a different kind of asset than the computers, and it needs to be managed separately.
Exactly. Tom, in your book, you advocate that organizations put their data to work.
There's a buzz phrase that's been going around the industry some time now, which is manage data as assets.
Mm-hmm.
If you step back for a moment and think, what do you do with assets? The first thing is you want to put them to work, and you want to put them to work to make money, to serve the organization's purpose.
Right, right.
The whole purpose of the information age is to leverage the data, to meet customer needs better, to create new product niches, to get people better data in better places so that they can make better decisions.
Could you expand on that, please?
All organizations view both capital and people as assets, and they almost all have heads of HR, C-band heads of HR, and C-band heads of finance, chief financial officers. I think in not too many years, we'll have chief data officers whose job is very similar to those of finance officers and heads of HR to really set the policies and the program for going forward for really leveraging data as an asset.
Tom, there really is a tendency for people to be invested in computer models. Isn't that what got the banks in trouble?
There's a lot of talk these days that the sophisticated analytic models that layered CDOs on top of CDOs became unclear to people, and that was part and parcel of the problem, and the financial products are too complex to manage. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was the problem at all. I frankly haven't seen a financial product that's as complex as a pencil. And if you think about all the things that go into making a pencil and what's required, nobody understands all the technologies. Mm-hmm. Our financial products are sliced and diced, maybe enough that people don't understand them. But that wasn't the problem. The problem was that management didn't understand enough about the new tools and the new products to properly manage the risk.
So for organizations, part of the solution is to help managers learn how to use the data and new tools effectively.
That's absolutely right, Dave. Anytime a new technology has come along, mm-hmm. it's always ahead of management's ability to use it. Then management catches up and it starts using the tool or the technology effectively.
Yeah.
And I think we're in exactly the same position with respect to data now.
Right.
One thing that computers have done is enabled organizations to have just scads of it currently sitting around unused. And it's really up to management to learn how to unlock it and leverage it.
Well, I think we're seeing that people want more data. Why is that?
Well, think about yourself in your personal life. And let's suppose you're trying to decide which new DVD player to buy.
Okay.
In the past, what you had to do was go down to the electronics store, talk to a salesman, and the salesman would give you the manufacturer's brochure, and you'd compare the DVD players.
Right.
But you'd have a limited amount of data on which to make your decision. A lot of times people feel they were given stuff that was just put out by the manufacturer. They didn't have the data they really needed. So the next thing that came along was a consumer report, which compared DVD players and did so in a non-judgmental way, and it provided a new source of data for you. Mm-hmm. Now you can go online and get customer reviews.
Of course.
In practically every venue, in both our personal lives and our professional lives, we have an insatiable need for more data,
yep.
more precise, more clearly defined, more accurate, better related to other data.
Absolutely. A lot of our C-suite listeners will want to know, what should they do right now?
C-suite executives have to do three things. The first thing is they have to get their arms around their data quality issues.
Right.
They simply have to understand the bad data that is causing them the most harm, whether it be in managing risk or increasing operational costs or angering customers or whatever. Hmm. The second thing is they need to start improving.
Exactly.
Plenty of leading edge organizations have done that. To do that, they've got to get the problem out of the tech domain and fully in the business domain.
Sure.
And they've got to insist that managers follow the same things that work so effectively in manufacturing. The third thing that C-suite executives really have to understand is data is a different kind of asset. It is the asset of the information age. And they have to ask themselves questions like, what is it that we have that's really unique? And how can we put this in play mm-hmm. in our marketplaces? How can we make our existing products and services more valuable? How can we find new market niches? How can we use our data to create wholly new products and services? Data is across the whole organization. And unless the C-suite does these kinds of things, it just doesn't seem like anyone else in the bowels of the organization can do so.
Our guest today has been the Data Doc, Dr. Tom Redman, author of a new book, Data Driven. Thanks a lot for being here, Tom.
Thanks again for having me.
Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanets.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.